I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul, where a naval agreement this month between Turkey and Somalia places the Turkish Navy in a strategically vital region, underlining Ankara's growing naval ambitions. However, analysts warn that the deal threatens to escalate current tensions with Somalia's neighbour, Ethiopia. The Somali parliament ratified a 10-year defence agreement with Turkey earlier this month. Under the deal, the Turkish Navy will help protect Somalia's territorial waters and facilitate the training and equipping of the Somali Navy. The agreement is just the latest step in Ankara's deepening relationship with Mogadishu, says Norman Rickliffs, chairman of the multinational consultancy group, NAMIA.
We should remember that not only is this, you know, the location of Turkey's largest international military base, it's also the location of Turkey's largest embassy in the world, which shows the importance that Turkey has placed on Somalia and rebuilding Somalia as a major state on the Horn of Africa and making Somalia's future success part of Turkey's broader strategic goals in Eastern Africa, in the Red Sea region, and more broadly in the Middle East and Horn of Africa region.
Turkey also signed an energy deal with Somalia this month. The country is believed to have major oil and gas reserves, both on land and within its territorial waters. Turkey has built up a fleet of energy research ships, coupled with its growing navy. The deepening ties with Somalia is another step in projecting Turkish influence, says Eylem Erice Tepecioğlu, who is with the African Studies Department of Ankara Social Sciences University.
This will provide Turkey an opportunity to increase its influence in the Horn of Africa, because all those external countries, Gulf countries, the Western countries, even Japan has a base in Djibouti. So they are all vying to increase their involvement in the region, especially for economic purposes. So this is an opportunity for Turkey as well.
The Somali naval deal comes as Ankara rapidly expands its navy to have so-called blue water capabilities, or the ability to operate on the oceans far from the country's home ports. Siner Özkarşahin is an independent defence analyst.
It focuses on the projection of Turkish capacity, Turkish military capacity in the maritime domain, both in protecting its own EEZs, exclusive economic zones, waters, and also helping its allies, its partners, to do the same. And as you know, like Somalia, for example, has been fighting an increasing, threat of piracy.
However, Turkey's deepening military ties with Somalia come as the Horn of Africa nation faces ongoing tensions with its neighbour, Ethiopia. In January, Ethiopia infuriated Somalia when it signed an agreement with the breakaway region of Somaliland, giving the landlocked country long-desired sea access. But analysts say Ankara is well-placed to contain any fallout, given its good ties with Ethiopia. Mehmet Özkan of the Turkish National Defense University.
Military cooperation, personal cooperation, and personal relations between the leaders. I think the relations are pretty good. I mean, because in the region, everybody looks for a sort of security cooperation. And it's same for Ethiopia. And Turkey is a security provider for Ethiopia as well.
With Turkish-made military drones being widely used by both the Ethiopian and Somali militaries in their wars against insurgencies, Ankara has until now maintained good ties with both countries. NAMIA's Richliff says Ankara can play a positive role in the region with its balanced approach.
Turkey has probably also supplied some drones to Somalia, which is operated by Turkish operators, not by Somalis. But they've been useful in the conflict against al-Shabaab. Turkey has a good relationship with Ethiopia, it has a good relationship with Somalia. And so its presence in Somalia is more likely than not, given Turkey's broader strategic aims in the region, to have a stabilizing effect than a destabilizing effect.
But analysts warn Ankara must tread carefully given the region's volatility. Again, Eylem Erice Tepecioğlu of Ankara Social Sciences University.
In the long run, this might lead to Turkey's involvement in regional conflicts. So this was what Turkey was trying to avoid. in its Africa policy. It does not want to be a part of African conflicts, but it might be dragged into Africa's conflicts.
With Turkey's naval deal with Somalia, the latest step in projecting influence into one of the most volatile parts of the world, analysts say Ankara will need to continue to hone its diplomatic balancing skills. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.